Hi, my name is Laura Katina. I am a small animal veterinarian and developer of the Armor Hand Animal Handling Gloves. Check out the website www.armorhandglove.com and the Facebook page for more information. I am here today with Dr. Sally Foote. Dr. Foote owned Okaw Veterinary Clinic. She was the head veterinarian and has practiced veterinary medicine for over 34 years. Her certifications include Low Stress Handling Silver Certified, Fear Free Professional, and Animal Behavior Consultant by the International Association of Animal Behavior Consultants. Dr. Foote is also the president of the American Veterinary Society of Animal Behavior and the executive director of Cattle Dog Publishing, the legacy of Dr. Sophia Yin. Dr. Foote, it is a pleasure to talk with you today. You are truly an expert in veterinary medicine. Can you first tell me a little bit about the amazing work of Dr. Sophia Yin and how you continue her legacy today?
Okay, well, thanks, Laura. This is really great to be able to talk this way. So the amazing work of Sophia Yin. Wow, how do you sum that up in a few sentences, huh?
Right.
So Dr. Yin was a general practitioner who then discovered or developed in herself her passion for animal behavior, but especially she really understood how that interaction, just greeting, touching, you know, how you approach any species affects that animal. Do they increase in their fear? Do they want to avoid, or do they want to react against and aggress? And from that immediate like recognition when you are interacting, how we, the human, the care provider, the veterinary technician, the owner, how we can change what we do to improve the response in the animal. That's about the easiest way to say it.
Sure.
And
sure.
From that kind of intuitive and science-based knowledge on learning, learning theory, physical and physiological, you know, response to things like stress and such, she just basically, from her work, figured out how to modify and change, you know, the head holds, like the supreme head hold with the hand
right.
Tail. So this way, why scruffing and grabbing a cat by the back of the neck was actually increasing their stress and fear, and then to use a towel around their neck as a holding point instead of your hand against their fur, for example, and that this decreased the stressful response so that they were less agitated and less aggressive. And then it changed that we were seeing less injury. So I was friends with Dr. Yin. I kind of was into doing the same thing in the same kind of intuitive way and such from initially Wayne Hunthausen and Dr. Roland Tripp and Dr. Gary Landsberg had, you know, talked about these ideas and some techniques, and Sophia put it all together in a textbook in 2009. And the low stress handling, restraint and behavior modification techniques of dogs and cats, she published, and she self-published that in 2009. And she had a little experience from self-publishing because she published the nerd book when she was in vet school. A little ambitious, huh?
Yeah.
And she also had published another book through a different publisher in between those two. But from that experience, Lauren, you're just better off doing it yourself.
Right.
So that's how she spawned Cattle Dog Publishing. She called the company Cattle Dog Publishing because Rudy, their family dog, was a cattle dog. And that was the dog that she really learned how to not use force, you know, and a lot of older training techniques and the difference, you know, that had. So that's what she called the Cattle Dog Publishing. So she did this business from her home. And it grew to, she did national speaking, et cetera, and grew to then developing the low stress handling certification program.
Right.
And so when she died in 2014, I knew people in her staff in the company, and I myself was doing speaking, and I just really knew that people would think that her company died with her. And I knew that was not the case. So I stayed in touch with the staff and I said, when I'm speaking, could you guys have samples? And I had that out and I kept them up to date with what was happening, like with the development of the Fear Free program and just, you know, changes that were happening in vet med, which were good.
Right.
So having more people actually there, you know, there was more people taking her course and so on. And so the company contacted me to oversee and lead the company because they felt we really need to have a veterinarian on the staff and one who's knowledgeable, not only about behavior, but about what low stress handling really is.
Right, exactly. Yeah, it's amazing work that she did and that you continue to do. Yes.
Thank you. Yeah, well, it's kind of exciting now that I have published 4 webinars. They've just come up on the through the company, and it's like you said, it's continuing on the work. You know,
sure.
Low-stress handling and emergency care, the behavior right. cocktails, which is the mix of what medications or supplements with a low-stress handling plan, the behavior modification plan for a lot of common problems, and then what I call the top 5 low-stress handling techniques of dogs and cats. Meaning, yeah, we have this whole book.
Right,
but if you
right.
know at least these 5 and you know
sure.
them well, it's going to take care of 80% of the patients that you see on a day-to-day basis and really improve not only the patient experience, but decrease injury and stress to the staff and your clients.
Absolutely.
Love you.
Right.
They don't like you. They love you.
I agree completely. Thank you, Dr. Foote.